What did you find in your food? 1-800-330-9999. The grocery store chain Trader Joe's, they've been all over the news the last 10 days or so. First, it started with this, Raven.
Some cookies from Trader Joe's have been recalled because rocks could be in the treats.
What? Rocks?
I mean, how is that possible?
Yeah, no.
How is that even possible?
Oh, it gets a little bit stranger because then...
Trader Joe's fully cooked falafel may actually contain rocks.
Somebody put those rocks away!
Wait a minute, what are we doing with the rocks here? Are we trying to increase weight? What's happening?
What, but where, how is the question I have? Like the first time you're like, oh my gosh, all the rocks from outside got in and now they're in the cookies. Now they're in the falafel too, but it gets stranger, Raven.
And Trader Joe's unexpected broccoli cheddar soup has also been recalled. The soup with use-by dates of July 18th through September 15th may contain insects.
Oh, my gosh. Rocks and insects.
Would you rather have insects or rocks in your food?
Oh, I guess I'm going to go with insects. They're supposed to be good for protein.
Yeah.
Rocks, I mean, I'm worried about passing that thing.
And having seriously. To like, chipping your teeth.
Yeah, that
would
be fun.
That. Oh.
Oh, that's gross.
Yeah. What did you find in your food? 1-800-330-9999. Dave.
Ordered ganache chocolate cake from a restaurant the other night. And when I put my fork into it, I found a wedding ring. Yeah. And I told the manager that there was a ring in my cake. And he said that the prep guy earlier that day lost his wedding ring and they've been searching for it for hours.
Oh,
they were looking
gosh.
Like tearing the kitchen apart for it, and it was in the batter the whole time.
It's like you found the golden ticket in Willy Wonka's factory.
Yeah, really nice.
I know. Yeah. Right.
How many carrots would it take for you to not have reported that ring?
Right. Unfortunately, it had no diamonds on it. It was a guy's ring. But definitely, if I would have found a diamond in my cake, I would have felt a little bit differently.
He also would have broken a tooth. Well, I bet you on a ring you break a tooth, too.
You know, with the fork there, you know.
Oh.
You know, you make sense of it. I'd be worried about, you know, getting struck by lightning or anything like that for pawning it. But, you know.
On the other hand, I just keep thinking about how delicious a chocolate ganache cake sounds right now.
And you know what, right? Mm-hmm. And how much I've paid for a custom cake before, too.
I think I continue eating it. Do you continue eating the cake after you find the ring? Yes
it's
or
clean.
No?
It's clean.
They brought me a new slice of cake, and yeah, I devoured that thing.
I mean, I would have ate them both. That's all I'm saying.
Lydia, what did you find in your food?
Okay, so I ordered a burger with cheese. And for some reason, there was plastic in the burger. And I know for a fact that this place does not use, like, slices of Velveeta or something like that where it's a plastic-wrapped cheese. So nobody knows why there was plastic in my cheeseburger. And it makes me a little concerned.
I think that this happens a lot, actually. I think that because the packaging that restaurants get, they come in big plastic packages.
Sure.
And a lot of times when you cut it open... pieces of plastic get into food. I mean, it's sloppy. Sure, no one's going to say it's not.
I read something that there's a certain amount of plastic in virtually everything that we eat or touch.
Right.
We're constantly ingesting it, and we don't even realize because it's in the water, it's in the food, it's microscopic sometimes.
Yeah, but you don't want to bite into like a piece of plastic, like a chunk of it.
Hey, no. I mean, if that's my daily intake, what's the difference, right? Mm-hmm. Give it to me in one shot.
That's a good point.
1-800-330-9999. What did you find in your food? What did you find in your food? 1-800-330-9999. Trader Joe's this past 10 days, 3 recalls. Rocks and cookies and in falafel and insects in their broccoli cheddar soup.
What's up with his rocks?
I don't know. What did you find? Hi, it's Anna and Raven.
My son was about 2 years old and we had Chinese takeout and he was eating some fried rice and he handed me something. And it was watermelon bubblegum.
Oh.
Did it still have the wrapper on it or no?
No. No.
Ew.
So you knew the flavor because you immediately tried it.
Let me put this in my mouth.
No, you cannot miss the smell.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
We called the restaurant and they were like, oh, yeah, the chef was chewing gum.
Yeah.
Good.
Oh, my gosh.
That's nice. Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, certain things you should try and lie
anymore.
About.
A fake outrage. Oh, my gosh.
Oh,
wow. How did this happen?
That's unbelievable. We will certainly review all our policies.
They're like, yeah,
something.
No, the sous chef, he loves Bubblicious.
Yeah.
It's
love
his favorite.
Gum.
Yeah.
Loves it. What can I tell you?
Hey, Rob, what'd you find in your food?
You want the story that'll make it as sick as it made me, make you as sick as it made me, or you want the story that'll just make you kind of feel bad for me?
Let's just make you feel bad.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't want to get that sick.
Me and my wife went to a restaurant. I got a salad. They swore the olives. They swore they were pitted, but there was a big enough chunk of a pit in one to shatter my molar.
Oh, yeah. That's terrible.
No, the olive pits are a big one. That like, we've had a couple lawsuits at my dad's restaurant over the olive pits. Now we make sure. When they say there's no pits in them, we make sure.
Yeah, I learned my lesson the hard way.
Yeah, I mean, it's not your fault. It's actually nobody's fault. It's like whoever manufactures them. It's the olive's fault.
It's olive's fault.
I don't
God's
know why
fault.
Olives have God's to have fault. Pits. It doesn't even make sense. Eric, what did you find in your food?
Really strange. I was eating a plate of linguine with white clam sauce, and there was a plastic piece in there, and I was, you know, I was like, whoa, you know, what's this? I thought it was like the tine of a hairbrush. I thought about it. I didn't, you know, panic or anything. I think it was like the tooth of a pasta fork. What are they doing using plastic pasta forks back there? I thought everything was metal in commercial kitchens.
Well, I think that you're not the first person to tell us that they found plastic. And I think that this is a bigger deal than we make it out to be. I think that people find plastic a lot in their food.
And if they don't find it, they ate it.
Right.
Yeah. It's in the food.
Yeah.
It's in the food.
Did you send it back or did you just push it to the side?
You know, I waited long enough for that. I figured that was the one-off, and I was fine with it. Once I decided it was a cooking utensil, I just stayed quiet and ate my dinner.
Literally, did you know you had already ingested the rest of the fork?
Yeah.
Had no idea. Had no idea. You were like, oh, this is so good.
Hannah, what did you find in your food?
Okay, well, it was my husband and my 15th wedding anniversary. So we went to this fabulous Italian restaurant. I got the rigatoni with extra sauce and one extra meatball. Guess what I found? A gold hoop earring in my meatball.
In the meatball?
Oh, gosh.
That's
in
terrible.
The meatball. It is terrible. It's kind of gross, too.
That's bad.
Did they fry the meatballs or bake them? Or cook them in sauce?
They fried them first, and then they cooked them in the sauce.
Mm.
That's the right way.
So did you return the gold hoop?
I returned that meatball. I ate my other meatball, and I ate the rest of my rigatoni.
I'd be so afraid to see what was in the other meatball.
I was going to say, I mean, if there's a hoop in one meatball, I think I'm done eating any sort of prepared meats here. I think that's over now.
I know exactly what happened. There was a woman in the back, and she was making the meatballs, and they just went right off her ear.
The next meatball. That's wild.